I think we have music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we do.
Alrighty, yay, Linda, I got her on. This is good. Oh, welcome to today's show, everybody. And it's like, I see Linda's been busy in that chat room. It's like, wow, you did a lot of typing in there. Very awesome. Cool. Our usual announcements here. For everybody listening in, we want to make sure that we get the word out there for Jethro's site. His website is www.jethrosmith.net, and he is at 928-284-0437, or you can email him at psychicjethro@aol.com. And that is to get a copy, if you want an autographed copy of his book, put it that way, Living in the Psychic Realm. They are available through Barnes & Noble's booksellers. They're also available on Amazon. But if you contact him on either on his site or his email, he will get you an autographed copy. Oh, let's see. And temporarily, it's like, I guess, Linda, I didn't get the word out there. It's like, yeah, I had a really interesting message from my angelic group. They do things periodically to me that really are, you know, what I won't listen any other way. They kind of go kabing. And let's see, was it yesterday? It was the day before yesterday. I plugged in my faithful little old computer that's, you know, got all my birth card stuff on it. And there was this big kaboom. And I was like, oh, that wasn't good. So I unplugged it. Plugged it again, same noise. And that time there was a burning smell with it. And I was like, oh, this is really not good. So at the moment, my birth card computer is down. And it's like my books that I started with are 1,050 miles away in storage. So my options for doing birth card stuff is I'm going to have to go out and find a set of the books. They're about $75. I'm going to have to run up to Boise to find that, and I hope to God they have them in stock. And if not, I'm going to have to put them on back order and order them. You know, it's like one of those things. So it's like I temporarily am not doing birth cards except by the really old-fashioned hand calculated way. It's like I'm working on making up the hand chart for the days for the year, and it's like I haven't quite got that 365 days done yet. So
wow.
I'm a little bit behind on calculating birth card stuff. So it's like I'm gonna make you talk about some of the topics that you mentioned to me, because it's like Linda's got an awesome amount of topics, and it's like I gave her a site to go check out, and she went and checked it out like probably more thoroughly than I did. It's like I got www.thelivingmoon.com, and I think was there a John Lear on there? Was that what it was? Was that the name associated with
yes,
it or something?
Yes, it is. It's done by the Pegasus Research Consortium.
There we go.
My topic today was going to be the sun, the moon, and the stars, and I'll start actually with the sun. A lot of you are experiencing a lot of electronic and communication malfunctions.
No
and
kidding.
And part of that is Mercury is in retrograde, and we have to go through that part way into August. But
wow.
The other part is the solar flare activity, X1 class, and then, well, it's actually 1.4, I think, was the last one I saw, solar flares hitting the Earth. That affects the electromagnetic spectrum of our atmosphere. So just hang in there. Things are probably breaking down electronically, but you'll be okay. You will. We'll get through this, I promise. But getting back to the moon, www.thelivingmoon.com is run by the Pegasus Research Consortium, and they have uncovered a lot of hidden NASA pictures, information, things that were classified. I mean, go check out all of the strange ships that appear in the sky during the photographs. Some of them in the past had been blanked out, and now you can actually see that there was activity going up there on the moon. And there is various debris of things that do not belong to Earth up there that they found. Ryan Kirchhoff and I always call the moon the truck stop for our star cousins, and I believe it. You know, given the photographs you'll see over there, there are a lot of places to check out on that site if you want to see what's really going on up there. Now, as for the stars, I talk about star cousins. Those are ET alien beings that have always been around our planet. If you check Discovery Channel, History Channel, any of those channels, they will give you shows on that, like ancient aliens. And there is actual evidence and hieroglyphs and monuments and just amazing things that they've uncovered and connected to what we call our star cousins.
Wow.
Now, the main problem that's going on in the world right now is fear of star cousins. And that fear is right now directed at a group called the Galactic Federation of Light. And Galactic Federation of Light was mentioned back in the late 90s already by channelers Barbara Hand Clow, C-L-O-W, if you want to look her up online, and Barbara Marciniak, M-A-R-C-I-N-I-A-K. And there are several other channelers out there, like Billy Myers, who met with the Pleiadians way back before then. And Galactic Federation of Light, what they are a group of people from other star systems like Sirius A and B, Pleiades, Arcturus, Orion, Andromeda, and more. And these people are getting messages to us as to who we really are and what our connections are, what our origins are in the galaxy, in the universe. The reason why these are coming through to us now is that our solar system goes through a 26,000-year cycle of orbit around, and I've always been calling it the nucleus of the galaxy, but I was given today by one of my people above me, birth feed. And the reason they use the word birth feed is because when a baby is in the womb, they are still connected to the other side. And this is what, this is happening to us. We are becoming connected to who we are before we came into the body. But the reason I want to talk about the Galactic Federation of Light is there is a certain group of them called Ashtar Command, and there's a lot of controversy about that and the channelings that Greg Giles is doing. All I want to say to that is do not hate everyone in the Galactic Federation of Light, whether they're out there in other systems, whether they're outside the atmosphere of our Earth, or whether they're us here, incarnate form, trying to do our work, trying to raise the awareness of the planet. So what I'm asking is keep an open mind. Take what resonates, leave the rest. It is possible that communications can be distorted when they're coming through channels, and that's perfectly understandable. I mean, if you had two people speaking a different language, you had a translator in the middle, maybe the translator doesn't totally understand the language the person is speaking, and therefore, when they get the information to the person who's listening, it may be a little different. But the basic concepts, the basic precepts of love and light are the same everywhere. Raise your vibration. Love everyone. Do not hate. Do not fear. Be open to equal communication in the universe, as Adam says. And you will be just fine. It's just a matter of understanding that we are the creator and the created both. And as such, we have responsibility and accountability to do the love and the light and bring peace and communication and cooperation to not just our planet, but to work with everyone outside of our planet. And that's basically what I wanted to say about Galactic Federation of Light. But if we want to open phone lines, if anyone has any questions about Star Cousins or Ashtar or Galactic Federation or anything, that would be great.
Okay. We've got some people in queue. We also had Jan ask the question. She said, do they have their own history on their planets like we do?
Yes. There is a central library in this universe. And the central library actually has branch places. One here on Earth is located where Atlantis was. I have been to that. And the one in the Pleiades is on the planet Alcyon in their system. And you just go in there, you sit down, you think to yourself what you want to know from your past, from the planet's past, from the galaxy's past, the universe's past. And this will be shown to you in holographic form. This is very similar, too, to what Edgar Casey spoke of with the Akashic Records. We can do that with our own lives. We can do that in the astral realm. When we go to sleep at night, there is a book on how to do this written by Linda Howe, H-O-W-E. She'll basically step you through how to get to a place where you can go to the Akashic Records yourself and see all of your past lives. So by all means, check her out and also read about Edgar Casey, because to me, he was the founder of this information for my personal lifetime now. And just sending intention to your guides, to your loved ones to help you, to whatever Star Cousins may be working with you, they can take you. I was taken in 2003 to the Pleiades to see the library at Alcyon. And I know my father had a lot to do with that. He had crossed earlier that year, and he'd been sending me all of these books from both of the Barbaras, basically. And I know that when he was ready, when he was able, once he was on the other side, he came and got me while I was taking a nap. My meditation would always end with a nap. Well, this happened between 3 and 4 in the afternoon, late in 2003. I think it was November. And suddenly there I was. I was in the Pleiades, and I just loved it. Also, too, you will notice some odd things if you're not used to astral projection and astral travel. When you come back from a trip that far away, sometimes the inside of you will start shaking like a washing machine that's slowing down from spin cycle. That is completely normal. And after a while, if you do this a lot, that feeling will start to go away. But yeah, it feels in your chest and your stomach mostly like you're shaking really bad. Okay, I just saw something in the... Okay, the Akashic Records.
Yeah, she said she just walked back in the room and she said she wanted to know, how do I go to the Akashic Records? How does she get there?
Okay, Linda Howe has some very detailed steps in her books on that. If you want to do a search for Akashic Records and Linda Howe, H-O-W-E. Other than that, I can tell you there's probably an easy way to do that because I've been teaching people. It's when you get ready to go to sleep at night is the best time to try it. You lay down and you relax. You clear your mind. You do meditation. You totally put yourself at peace and be receptive. Set your intention to go to see your Akashic Records. This will take place in the astral realm where all of us visit at night when we go to sleep. Those things we call dreams, they're not dreams. You're actually, your soul, connected by a silver cord, is stepping out of your body to do something else. Can you imagine how boring it would be if your soul stayed in your body while you slept? I mean, there you'd be laying there looking at the backs of your eyelids. I mean, it'd be awful.
Wow, what a view.
I mean, we've got to do something fun, you know, so we do that. We go over to the astral realm, and a lot of times we will teach people if we're to that point. I have been a part-time spirit guide there in this life since 1986. I actually teach people, and people go to classes, and people interact and play out things. People also do what's called probable reality strengths. A situation has come up in their life, and they want to know what's the best move to make. We'll say, for example, selling a house. Okay, if I sell this house at the price I want, will this be a good move for me? So what we do is the person sells the house. They play it out just like they're writing a little movie there. And then they see what the results are. Like maybe there would be some legal ramifications and they decide, okay, I don't want to. Maybe I'll sell it for a cheaper price. Let's see what happens when that plays out. And then they decide that doesn't work either. And they say, well, maybe I'll stay in the house a little bit longer. And they play that out and find out, okay, great, you know, maybe that's what I'm supposed to do because in this time that I'm staying here, I'm meeting some people that I would not have met otherwise that are going to be very important in my life.
Wow.
This type of thing probable reality play out does. And we think of these as dreams, but they're actually us on a proactive level trying to gain information, trying to gain understanding as to what our purpose in life is here, what we're supposed to teach people, what we're supposed to learn ourselves. A lot of time we resolve old abuse issues either from this life or past life. These things that a lot of people call nightmares are actually resolving negative situations that they've had. So, yeah, that would be one way to do it, is proactively go to the astral realm, because what they call astral projection is also called lucid dreaming.
Oh, I've heard that. Right.
Lucid simply means that you know that you're being interactive and proactive. You
aware.
Have control of the situation. Passive just means you're letting whatever happen happen. And what's doing with the passive is that somebody over there is deciding for you what you need.
Right.
But if you do the lucid dreaming, you have more control over what you want to know.
It's kind of like driving a car. It's like, you know, you can either jump in behind the wheel and let autopilot take it, right, how that works, or you can drive it yourself. Okay.
Exactly.
We got some callers hanging on, so it's like, you ready to take a call or two?
Sure.
All righty. Thank you for coming. Oops, now what's it going to do? It's going to do what it did to Tatrol the other day. Okay, hang with us here for a minute while studio makes up its mind with swing. There we go. 706, you're on the air with us. We have Linda Irwin on today.
Yes. I was wondering, they are going to, we're in the processing part of a plant that we're doing over in the Dominican, and they're having problems with processing the material. I was wondering if it was going to come, you know, if they were able to work out the kinks.
There has to be more communication. I'm getting immediately that people are not saying what needs to be done, and so people are not understanding what needs to be done. There needs to be more communication on the situation. Everyone has to be involved that's involved in it.
Okay. Well, they've got a guy over there that does it over here in the States, so he should be able to direct them through that, I would think.
Yes, he needs to make sure everyone is aware, because I think the information is supposed to be getting passed on to other people, but it's not being passed on. It's just being put in a message and then laid somewhere and forgotten about.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh, great.
That makes sense.
So,
okay, cool.
Well, as long as they get as long as this is laid out right, then they'll be able to get the processing done.
Yes, it's a matter of people saying what needs to be done, what they want, and making sure that people follow up on it.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, awesome. All righty, and this one, our next one, oh boy, hang on here, there we go. Our next one, area code, let's see if this is coming along here, 845.
Hi, it's Diana. How are you? I'm sorry to hear about your computer. It's probably from these solar flares that we're having.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and you might want to take it to the Geek Squad, and they may be able to get into the mainframe and access your files and download it onto one of those portable clips. That may help. I don't know. Also, I wanted to say Edgar Casey is awesome. He was my dad's favorite all-time authors, especially his belief on cancer, et cetera. I find that I really should go out and get the book at the library and read it again. My question was, I'm in this long legal battle, and I was wondering if it would be resolved soon and if it would be favorable, because it's been a long haul. So that would be my only question today.
I am again getting, and I don't know if it's Mercury in retrograde that's causing all of these types of problems, but I am again getting that there is miscommunication between the lawyers and the people involved in it, and that's why things are dragging out for you. You might want to try contacting everyone involved in this that's on your side and see if, you know, they're doing their job. If they're providing the proper evidence or whatever they need to do to get this thing pushed through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we're actually going to be filing in federal court next month, which could need another year or two. So, you know, I decided, you know, financially I can't hold out. I have to put the house on the market and move back to Long Island. So I didn't know if I should do that now or just hold off and wait.
I would say hold off as long as you're comfortable, but definitely push people to get moving on this.
Mm-hmm.
But as
okay.
soon as it feels really, really uncomfortable, I mean, you have to trust your own intuition in these matters. Ask your spirit loved ones, ask your guides, give you signs, give you feelings about the situation. When it's time to go, they will let you know. There will be no doubt. Things will play in a physical way, a logical way, and also you will have the notion, the nudge to go.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since the future is not written in stone and we all have our own intake on what happens, I would say hang on as long as you can, but as soon as you feel that need to go, go. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting that need to go, but I'm going down for a nice visit for the week, so that may help.
Okay. Yeah, then give it a few more days. Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure. You take care.
You too. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
All righty. Let's see. We got one more here real quick who's been holding for a long time, and then we got a question from chat, and then we got a couple more in the queue here. So let's get to this one. This is must be Skyped in. It's Katbray. Katbray? You're on with us? Can we hear you? Cat Bray 53? Can you hear us? Okay, not Guinness. You might have a bad computer connection. I'm going to go ahead and put her back in the queue here.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. And there is another question. I love Jan. It's like she asks really cool questions. Her question was, so our loved ones on the other side are in contact with these other people or entities or galactic family and friends?
Hi, Jan. This is a great point. Yes, they are. And I'll give you an example of one that I know personally. Besides my own parents, who are on the other side and in contact, and have actually brought some of them to me. I know of a woman that crossed in 2008, and she works over there healing children that cross when they get there from traumatic illness or injury. She works right next to a group of what they call mantid infected aliens. They're sort of like praying mantis types, but they're full-sized body. That's how they appear to her. That's what they were when they were in physical form. They are fabulous healers. Now, the reason why, and we were just talking about this last night here in my house, but the reason why most psychic mediums don't convey messages from star cousins is because the medium themselves has to be open to the experience of star cousins. But there are more and more of them coming online and getting on board with the whole what's out there and who's out there and how we're all cooperating and communicating together. So I see that there's going to be a great shift in that, that more and more will be communicating messages, not only from our loved ones who have been on Earth, but our loved ones who have been elsewhere. And we have been, James Van Praagh in his book Growing Up in Heaven, briefly touches on the subject that we have all been many things in many places. So,
wow.
So isn't that great, Dan?
Yeah, it is.
So when
that
you're getting
is.
Visitors in your home, they could be your earthly loved ones or they could be someone else.
Awesome. Jan, does that answer that one? She's typing. Okay, we'll find out. All righty. Let's see. Let's check out area code 337. 337, you're on with us. Got a question for Linda today.
Yes, hi. I just posted a question in chat, so I'm glad you called on me so I can ask you. You said that you have the ability to tap into the galactic, like the galactic family. Okay, good. Because I just found out that I'm a light worker. And then I had a reading done with a pickup that I was a Pleiadian, I can't say it, and then I think maybe Andromedan too. And then since I've been awakened and I've been kind of like doing research on it, I've been having a lot of dreams. So maybe can you help me to like find out exactly like if my galactic family has like a message for me, or can you tap into that for me?
Yes, I am. Are you familiar with the name Satya, S-A-T-Y-A?
No.
Okay, do you in your dreams, are you seeing a woman that's tall with long blonde hair?
That's the thing. I feel them and I sense them, but I can't see them. I've seen a man on a bicycle. He was dressed in white hair on a beach, but in a different dimension. That's about all I've
seen.
Oh,
I know who that is. He's an incarnate Pleiadian. And he works over there. So, yeah, that's
okay.
Stefan. If you ever want to say hi to Stefan. S-T-E-P-H-A-N. He's working with you. Great. So he's one of your teachers then.
Okay.
He's a Pleiadian too. So am I, by the way.
Okay.
And Andromedan, I know one person here in the physical that is, and they're very much into energy channeling. So if you're working with your Andromedan self, what you might want to do is practice taking the energy from around you, bringing it within you, and then sending it out as healing energy to the entire world, and then from there out to the universe.
Okay.
And the best way to do that, and I'm feeling that you really love to get up and dance when you can.
Yeah.
Okay, that's how your best way to do it. He, Dylan, advises people on martial arts, but he says dancing is good too. So okay. Just be thinking, when you're listening to music you really, really love, just let it fill your being. Let it fill the energy from around you. You're sort of a recycling station for energy. I do this too all the time. So take that energy from around you, bring it in you, cycle it through you with your pure love, light, intent, because that's what we light workers do, and then send it out as healing to whoever needs it, whoever wants it.
So you are picking up that I'm part Pleiadian and part Andromedan?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure because I thought you could only be one or the other, but then I had a reading and it picked up on both.
Let me tell you, it's like the galaxy is like the world in that all these different places we come back into Earth, and we have tourist stamps on our luggage from everywhere. But there are places we call home base, places that are special to us. And Pleiades is special to you, and Andromeda is special to you. You've spent a lot of time in both places compared to other places.
Okay.
So a lot of your learning is Pleiadian and Andromedan related, and that's what they're trying to get you to work with now.
Okay. Do you have any extra messages? Is any particular message coming out for me?
Keep at it. Keep working at it. Always be open to the knowledge that they give you when you sleep at night. Even if you don't consciously remember what it is, you will be able to draw on it at the time you need it. You won't even know, how did I know that? Or I didn't know I could do this.
I know that's been
instantly.
Happening a lot. That's been happening a lot. It's like the knowledge is coming from someplace. And I know I've been praying for more wisdom, but it's coming so quickly, and I'm like trying to understand where did I get it from. My logical mind says, well, maybe I read it somewhere. Maybe I saw it on TV, but it's not that. It's like more of a spiritual
It's a download.
Okay, okay.
That's one way to think of it. You're getting downloads.
Okay.
It's instantaneous.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much.
Sure.
This has been a treat for me today. Thank you.
Thank you for being a light worker.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, yes. And that's something we're supposed to remind folks. It's like if you're on the computer, go ahead and click follow, and it's like makes it easier to catch the shows, because that way they send Blog Talk is supposed to send an email to your email, you know, an email to your email, reminding what time the show is on. Okay, let's see. Let's give. Try and see if Kat Bray, K-A-T-B-R-A-Y, it's like I think this is a Skype call. Let's see if we can. She's been holding for a while. And it's like we couldn't get her on the first time. Are you there? Can you hear us? Can we hear you? Hello? I'm getting static. Okay. All right. Well, you're still in queue. It's like we'll keep you on there. The next caller is area code 765. 765, you're on with us on Psychics Gone Wild. And I have a question for Linda.
hi there. This is Margie.
Margie.
I really don't have so much a question. I just saw that, Kelly, that you were on. And I didn't know if you were doing the birthday cards today or not.
I'm trying to get my stuff put together so I can do them, so I'm cranking out by hand. It's like it's a little bit slower, and I'm kind of like not prepared yet today with that. But
okay,
it's like
that's fine.
What I can do is like if you want to give me your birthday real quick, and if I can, you know, hang on to your queue, what I'll do is while Linda's working through, you know, the rest of the callers here and kind of talk with us about some other topics, I'll see what I can do in terms of just, you know, giving you at least what your card is and kind of some general stuff. How about that?
I'd be fine. That'd be great if you don't mind doing that. Well, actually,
yeah,
I don't know. You may have already done that at another time, because I think you were on another show and I had called in. You were on the chat, and you had kind of given me a short reading, and you said, "Well, just call in, you know, these certain days."
Right.
Better. So
yeah,
maybe
yeah,
you might have already given
me
what you can give at this point in time.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah, I did kind of, it's like that was a, back, like back over the weekend or something, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Back really, but yeah, okay.
That was.
Yeah, just give, yeah, give me your month and year here real quick, and I'll see what I can do here.
Okay, it's 4/22/1957.
Okay, yeah, I do kind of remember that. Okay, I will kind of, work on that through here, and what I'll do is I'm going to put you back on hold for a bit here. Well, unless actually, go ahead and ask a question with Linda, because it's like she gets really good information. It's like, you know, you might be surprised, and it never is like any doctor. It's like never hurts to have more than one opinion.
That's very true. That's very true. Okay. Let me think. Yeah, my life is just so, you know, great. okay, I do have a question. I have, and I don't know, I have a house right now that eventually I want to sell, and I'm just kind of curious when that might be happening.
Now, you are in the same area as somebody I talked to yesterday, I think, and the property values are just not moving right now?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give you the same advice that I gave them, because this seems to be the wave of the future. Look into where you want to move to,
mm-hmm.
about what people might be wanting to get rid of their homes. And if they're fairly equal value, what you could probably do is go through a mortgage company, if the person agrees to it, and
yeah.
do a title trade. And then you move into their home and they move into yours. There's no closing cost points or anything like that to worry about.
Wow.
I never even thought of that. That's a good idea. That is a really good idea. I don't know if anybody would want to move to where I live right now, but you never know.
You never know. I found a couple of people. They were an old retired couple
mm-hmm.
that were living in a huge house. They couldn't keep it up anymore. And there was a family about an hour away from them, and they were pregnant with their fourth child already, and they needed a bigger home.
That's
and,
what I need to look for. I need to look for a young family that needs a big house.
Yeah. And it worked out great. They're both very happy about it.
Yeah, that sounds like, wow, yeah, because the house prices are really low. And, you know, like everybody else, you need to get a certain amount to be able to go somewhere else.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you can find someone that wants to do that with you, and then you can arrange something through a mortgage company.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, sure.
That's a great idea. Okay, well, have a nice evening.
You too.
Thank you. I'm going to say, what I do have to remember this is, like, yes, you're the queen of clubs. It's like, I don't recall what, they haven't worked out the planetary ruling card, but it's like, as the queen of clubs, one of your things is you're really a nurturer. You're also in that Taurus, let's see, is that Taurus? Yes, that's a, well, you're right on the cusp. You're right on the cusp of Taurus and Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, not quite sure which that is. But queens are in the royal court. You always, you know, you tend to mother people. It's like, you know, you're like a mother hen. Clubs, you're very, very smart, you know, with your mind, with any kind of studies. It's like the clubs people, what they say about them generically is just that you guys can be anything from, you know, rocket scientists to brain surgeons. And anything that you want to learn, it's usually really quick, really easy for you to pick up on, you know, any kind of studies that you do. And it's always going to be beneficial. The clubs are also, Queen of Clubs is also pretty psychic. It's like, you know, you have a good amount of intuition, and it's like, you know, if you tap into that, use that prayer and meditation, you definitely can get messages, if you will. You know, it's like prayer is, you know, prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening. And that's kind of what I got on the short. That's kind of the thumbnail sketch. It's like, hopefully next week I'll at least have some books back on, even if I can't get a hold of a computer. So, but that's what I've got for today.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You
better.
Talk to you later. Okay, sounds good. All righty. Let's see. And we got another. Okay, here we go. One more time. We're gonna try Kat, K-A-T. I think this is a Skype call. K-A-T-B-R-A-Y. Are you there? Are you there yet? Can you hear us now? Okay. They must be on mute. That's all I can figure. Okay. However, we have a 631 area code.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey,
hi, Linda.
Rita.
Hey, first, let me just say, Kelly, it is so fantastic as a host the way you never give up on people. Like, you keep going back to that caller and trying to get her in. Some people just, they don't have computers, so they'll call in on a phone to listen. And they don't mean to be in the queue, and they end up in it. And if you speak to them, they won't answer. I know people who do that. Yeah, and they'll just be quiet and hope you hang up on them. And, yeah, because normally, like Cindy, my friend the other day, how she kept falling off, right? Because she really was trying to be in queue. But other people, they just, and this is kind of like a touchy subject, as Linda said in the beginning. And I am certainly kind of like a jack of all trades and a master of none when it comes to reading about this stuff. But I do have a little bit of information on everything that she touched on. And I'm one of those skeptical people, first. And the thing with aliens is, I think as little kids, in the sci-fi pictures and the movies, they were made to be really scary. They wanted to eat your face and stuff like that. Right. So I think a lot of us are, and then the thing with the abductions and the grays. So I think that people were conditioned to be afraid of aliens or out of space attacks and stuff like that. But I read the book of Ra. Are you familiar with that, Linda?
Yes, I am familiar with Ra.
Okay.
Love
now,
that.
When I read that, what made sense to me was how they said that, you know, they ascended from Venus, and a couple of times they came to this planet and tried to interact with the people and help them, and it blew up in their face, which I could see that happening. And they said, so they try not to dabble in human affairs, like they won't tell them the future and stuff like that, but they just send messages of love and peace, and they said that there are other many other types of aliens from different galaxies that do try to get through, like, the Earth. We're protected by, like, this type of web of protection, and there's these little holes that they can slip through sometimes. And whenever you have that type of a connection with, like, an alien presence, you know, if you tell them, I'm in the positivity, do you have a message for me, then they cannot lie to you. And they can only say, they'll give you messages of doom instead, like, oh, the world is going to end, be careful, stuff like that. And that's how you would be able to tell. So that's the message to allay my fears as far as, because I do believe there's both, just like people. There's good people,
right,
and there's bad people with intentions, you know. And
absolutely.
I think that there's positive and negative aliens, and, you know, they will try to sway us, and they do grab hold of our psyche that we're not used to being into, except when we're sleeping. And another thing I wanted to say is about the lucid dreaming and the astral travel. I've never heard them connected that way, the way you say it, but I guess it really is the same thing, because I do it all the time.
Yes.
Except with the lucid dreaming, I think of a problem that I'm having, and I say, I'm going to sleep on it. And then I lucidly sleep on the problem, so I'm like half in and out of consciousness, where I'm actually controlling the dream, and I'm aware of what's going on and coming up with solutions. Where with the astral travel, when you spoke about the further away you go, once you come back in your body, you're real shaky and stuff like that. I do get that with astral traveling, where I don't normally get that with the lucid dreaming. So I'm wondering if that's just a difference in the way I'm vibrating.
Dimensional difference. When you're going up higher in dimensions and you have to go up higher than the fourth, the third physical world is what we're doing right now. We're awake. We're on planet Earth. We're in the third dimension.
Right.
Fourth dimension is where you go normally to work things out over in the astral realm, the Earth astral realm. When you go 5D and above, which is actually going into light vibrational frequency to travel farther out, like to the Pleiades, for example, you have to raise your vibration significantly to get there. I think of it like a pot of water on a stove. When we're in 3D, it's just sitting there with the burner off. If we turn the burner on, it starts to warm up a little bit. Okay, we're over in 4D, the astral realm. Now, all of a sudden, the pot is boiling, and the steam is coming out and all these bubbles are forming, that's when you go 5D and higher. That's
right.
The way I look at it.
That's a good analogy.
When that happens to me, Linda, when I know I'm going way out, I'm in a completely awake state, and all of a sudden I get like this this spinny feeling between my eyes. I can actually feel it when it's going to happen, and it's just before I'm going to lay down. That's when I know I'm getting, and I feel like I'm being pulled, like not actually like I'm even willfully leaving. It's like something's going on inside that I'm not aware of, and that's when that happens, and I go way out. I can actually feel it. Excuse me?
If you have something you need to do, and I'm thinking you're probably an astral guide like I am, and they don't want to wait for you to normally go to sleep at your normal time, they will start giving you all those signals. It's like calling, you know, it's like they're calling
you. Yeah.
It's like, okay, hurry up, get to bed, we've got work for you.
Right, yeah, and those are a little trippy. You know what I mean?
I
feel like I was on some kind of an acid trip or something when I land back in my body.
I still get that sometimes, you know, when they're trying to get me to go. It's like, wait a minute, I've got things to do online. It's like, no, now.
Right, exactly, yeah, and you know, just to lay down. Okay,
yeah,
and the one more question I had for you was, this part I'm least clear on. When you were talking about the light workers, okay, any of the people that I know, let me try to think of how you worded this, when you were talking, when you're talking to them, when you're talking to the cousins, the light cousins,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you called them from, you know, the alien cousins.
Star cousins, yeah.
Star cousins, that's it. Okay, the only people that I know of, when they do that, they actually go into like a trance state and they don't remember anything. And it's the other people that are witnessing them in that trance, just like Edgar Casey. He did the same thing. He would go into a trance.
Uh-huh. Right.
He didn't remember that stuff. Other people had to actually be there and document it or record it, because they would wake up and not remember what they're saying. So are you saying that people are doing this in a state where they can remember?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
It takes practice. It takes setting your intention, and I also advise keeping a journal right for when you wake up. Write down everything you remember. It may not make sense to you right then, but just like I was telling the previous caller with the download,
right.
Eventually something will click into place to you. You'll go, oh, I remember now, and more of the picture will become clear to you.
Right. Okay. Okay. I think that was it. I thought there was something else, but I can't remember. You just touched on so many different things in there, and they're all really interesting. I've been trying to go to the Akashic Realm. I have not made it yet, but I have been trying. And with me, the more I try, the less I succeed. The more I don't focus, the more focused I am. I don't know a better way to put it. You know, the less focused I am, the more I'm able to hone in on something.
Wow.
Okay, just ask your guides and your spirit loved ones or star cousins
mm-hmm.
and just say, hey, I'm going to leave it up to you. Take me when you think I'm ready. I'm ready. I want to see
right.
this.
Okay. That's fabulous advice. Okay.
Cool.
Thank you for clearing a lot of that up.
You.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
And see, Rita, I'm gonna leave you in queue here. It's like, and if you think of that, you know, as we're talking along here, if you think of that other question you want to ask her, because you know, like I say, we're not horribly busy today, so it's like, I'm just gonna leave you back in queue, and it's like you know, type in the bar down there and go, hey, I remember what it is. It's like we'll finish that out. Okay. All righty, we've got area code 845.
There you go. No, I'm not in the queue. It's Diana again. I was just listening to the show, Kelly.
Well, because you bought that, and it's like the number like hung up or something, and then it came back in. It was really, it's the computer. Sorry about that. All
it's
right.
My spirit guides.
Must be. All righty. Let's see. Okay, let me check this one, because I can't recall here, and I don't want to miss anybody, so. Let's see, the area code, did we already do area code 765?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. All right, we got you there. Okay, because it's giving me like little don't know, the little warning signs, you know, like, Linda, you know what I'm talking about, the warning signs, the square diamonds, there, it's got like little yellow diamonds with little question marks in it, so I'm going, okay. Well, the only one we haven't covered here is Kat. I'm going to try one more time, because I know sometimes people say that they mute. You know, it's like the listen, it's like my cousin actually has done this. It's like she'll put her phone on mute, she's listening, and it's like all of a sudden, you know, it's like I didn't remember. It's like that I click on, and it's like there's no sound because she actually had muted herself. So it's like, okay. Anyway, Kat, are you there with us yet, or are you on mute? Because we're not hearing anything. Okay, good enough.
What you might want to tell Kat to do is to just hang up and try calling back in.
Okay.
That was
Alrighty.
Yesterday, I think.
Okay. So yeah, I know. Sometimes, like I say, it's been a little funny. So it's like that was one thing I was going to ask. So what's the difference? Like you were talking about at the beginning, the solar flare stuff.
Mercury in retrograde with the solar flares. Yes, that's really messing things up.
Things up, right? It's like, and to get those away, what is that? www. It's like space. I'm trying to write it in here.
Space weather.
Space weather. ather. If I can type and spell here, blah.com. Okay. So what is like? Because you said it was like a class 5-1 or something like that, or class.
Class X-1. Yeah, that's
X-1.
A very, very powerful flare.
Oh.
The electromagnetics of the planet are affected. And one thing I wanted to mention really quick, all these people out there that are afraid that the solar flares are going to cause 3 days of total darkness.
That was biblical.
Well,
only need
to say one thing about prophecy from that far back. We have changed things since then.
Uh-huh.
That was their probable reality back then.
Back then.
As a species, as the humans living on Earth, our consciousness has raised things so that things have changed. A lot of the cataclysms that were going to happen have been averted, or at least came down.
That's kind of nice to know. It's like I'm going to kind of throw this out there because I like Greg Braden stuff too. It's like I saw just a little bitty video clip of him, and he said something. Of course, you know, everybody's, you know, 2012, and of course how they've Hollywood, you know, sensationalized it.
Oh,
with them.
Yeah.
Yes, and yeah. You know, I'm going, you know what? It's like I've never seen the Hollywood movie, but I've heard people talk about it, and I'm going, you know, it's like any of the books I read, it's like that's so totally, you know, wasn't resonating there. It's like I think they really Hollywoodized that, and it's like going,
oh, yeah.
His take on it though. He said something to the effect of that December 21st of, you know, 2012, which is, you know, we're coming up this year. He did not think that there was going to be, you know, the big cataclysm stuff. And one of the things mathematically that he had done, he said if we have 8,000 people, you know, minimum 8,000 people on the planet, kind of like, you know, engaging in prayer, you know, it's conscious prayer or whatever, you know, however he calls that. But it's like he's got that book called, The Secret of the Lost Mode of Prayer, something like that he does. He said if 8,000 people on the planet are engaging in this in agreement, it's like, it's kind of like, Disney, like Mulan, it's like one single, you know, single grain of rice can tip the scale. So it's kind of like, okay, so have we actually achieved that to where we have more of the grains of rice tipping the scale in our favor? And it's like, I remember also from Nostradamus' prophecies, he saw the future like an 8-lane highway. And he said everything from, you know, the total apocalypse to, you know, the earth is going to cinderize and start over, all the way over to this peaceful transition. So, like, and we have the ability as a species, if you will, on the planet, to kind of make some of those lane changes and go, well, gee, you know, being crisped to the cinder like, you know, marshmallow in a bonfire doesn't sound like really a good plan. So can we do something else? You know, I would like option 8 over there in the other lane, please. So is that kind of something? Is like, you know, can you kind of speak to me on that? On the
definitely.
Good.
Yeah, the mass consciousness. It's what our experience here on Earth is learning to discern what we want or what we don't want. And the more people that awaken and become aware of who they are and how we're all connected and how the universe works, we'll discover that what we want is to continue on. Well, we will anyway. But if we live that way, you know, live with respect and cooperation and healing the planet and healing the political situations, healing the wars, we will move in that direction just because that is what we want. And I think the actual original number for the planetary ascension was 144,000. And they're telling me we're now up over 2 million.
Oh, wow.
Of people that are working on this. So no way.
Wow. A city the size of Denver, and it's like about the same kind of people we came out of the Exodus from Egypt. They said Moses moved about 2 million people out. Rita said she goes, yes, I remember. And then she goes, oh, no, I forgot the question. It's about what they were just talking about. It's like, Rita, oh, no. Do you remember?
Matt is right. I'm seeing in the chat room, Jan's asking, who is Matt Wright?
Who Matt Wright is? I don't know. Someone in chat room.
He is a spiritual scientist.
Oh, really? Wow.
And
that's kind
of... I want to speak with her again.
Okay, here we go. Here we go, Rita. Okay, let's click you back on here. All right.
Hi.
You remembered. Good.
Hi. Linda, yeah, I forgot the question. You two were chatting away, and it was in the beginning of when you started chatting and a question. I didn't have a question. I just had that thing about Matt Wright that I wanted to speak to her about. But
oh, yeah.
Then when you guys first started chatting, you brought something up that a question popped right in my head that I wanted to ask her, and then it popped out as fast as it popped in. But I'm going to go back to the archive and listen to it, and I'm going to write it down next time because I hate when that happens.
Oh, no.
Linda, do you know?
When it does for a reason.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, this is something where every single thing you're talking about, I have some sort of information on. So of course, a million questions are going to pop out.
Right. Great.
Are you familiar with Matthew Wright, Linda?
I'm not personally, no, so I guess I need to do my homework too, huh?
Well, he's not really that famous. But he does have, he comes on Blog Talk very late at night. I'm in Eastern Standard Time, and he'll come on from any time from 1 to 3 in the morning. And he'll do a 2 or 3 hour show, and it's only when it hits him. And he calls himself Spiritual Scientist. He says that he is. I believe him. There is no way that somebody could make up the things that he talks about, and I intuitively just know. And he says he's on like one of his last lives here, but that he's had many, and he remembers many lives as being different types of aliens, and he works with star children. He's actually, I guess, you know how like when you come down to Earth, and I guess you're always surrounded by your whole little soul group. You'll
right.
run into them. They'll always end up in your life. That's the same
right.
thing with him. So all of his friends, they're all, like, highly intuitive, and, like, they remember being in past lives together and how they died and stuff like that.
Wow.
But I forget what he terms it as, but, like, he can, like, see into a person, and he can, like, on a micro level, manipulate your gene work. And he said that it's all these little subtle changes is what makes the difference between us and these star children that are being born now. And that there are many, many of them. They're at like a much higher intuitive level where, say, maybe like 40 years ago or 50 years ago when we were born, we come into our psychic abilities when we're like in our 20s or 30s or 40s or later. Like it takes us all those years where these kids are just being born with that ability, and they know it. They don't even have to put it together.
Yeah,
wow.
That's true. The crystal children are the generation.
Right, that's what he calls them, crystal children.
Yeah. The rainbows had it to some extent, but the crystals have it stronger.
Right.
And
yeah,
you and I and everyone that I work with here on Psychics Gone Wild are in the indigo class.
Yeah, that's what Jan just asked. Here was she said. Jan typed in says, "Diva, you said there was some kind of web that protected us from the other beings, and was that around Earth?"
Yeah, this is going back from Ra. Like they were allowed to tell us everything about our past, but not really intervene in the future. And they said because of all of this alien interference that was going on the Earth, that I don't know, you know. I guess if you would think of some kind of galactic federation made up this, and it's probably, if you think of Star Trek, of all, like, the different aliens, like, the top ones getting together and saying, we have to put, like, a web of protection around this Earth and stop interfering with what's going on there. And they decided to do that. But like anything, everything is imperfect, and, like, there are these little holes that they slip through dimensionally. And I guess the best way I could describe it is when you see all those UFO sightings and they're there 1 second and poof, gone the next.
Wow.
It's kind of like they're slipping in and out of those holes that we have.
Portals.
Yeah, portals, exactly. Yeah, Matt uses the word portals too. And that's, I wanted to ask you if you knew him, because I wanted to give him your information for his next show, because there's not that many people who can speak on his level.
Yeah, I would love to get together with him.
Yep, and I'm sure he would absolutely love to have you as a guest. So I'm going to drop him an email. You know, he's a little strange because, like, he had a Facebook, and then he went off, and then he changed his name from Spiritual Science on this to something else. But I do have his information, and I can email him. So do you have a website or anything, Linda? That Kelly, did you post something in the chat?
What I can do, I can actually post my personal email on the chat here.
Okay.
Cool.
The Facebook is, like, I keep trying to spell it as, like, Continuum X Headquarters. Is that right? It's like
Continuum X Headquarters, yeah, on Facebook.
Continuum and an X
and then headquarters.
Okay, is it all small? All small letters?
Capital.
Oh, all capitals.
Capital X and then capital H.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so let me see one second.
Actually, let me pull up a new tab, and I'll just get to the link and post it in the chat room here.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah, that'll be great. And by the way, did Paranormal, who's in the chat room, that said they were afraid to call in, did Paranormal ever call in, Kelly?
Not yet. And it's like you said, and it says, I'm 15. It's like, you know what? It doesn't matter your age. It's like, you know,
right.
to call in and talk. It's like, you know, doesn't matter your age, so call in.
He could be one of those crystal children, you know.
He says nope.
I said he. I don't know if it's a he or a she.
Yeah, I don't know. So let's see.
518 is Paranormal, Cal.
518. Okay. Oh, there we go. Okay. Cool. All right. Let me pick that up here real quick.
Okay. I see it. See Continuum X Headquarters.
What is right?
Yeah, I'm getting the entire link.
Okay, you're gonna paste it in there.
Okay, 518. I got 518 on.
Kelly.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, it's me, Lou.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You?
Cool. Pretty good. Glad you called in. It's like, yeah, we got Linda on today. It's like this is the gal that I wanted to make sure that you. You know, kind of got connected with, because it's like, you know, she's into all the really cool stuff you are, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been listening for the past, I think it was 20, 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was like, yeah, because your number just popped up. I mean, seriously, it was like, it had been on there for just like a couple minutes, so my whatever it was, but yeah, I saw you in chat, and it's like, and it was like the phone number didn't come up.
No, I just called in.
Okay. So what do you want to say with Linda? Just like go ahead and ask, comment,
ask
questions,
away.
Whatever.
I'm getting a lot of feedback in my headset, so I'm trying to, I don't know what's going on.
just the energy, probably. Hello?
Okay.
Linda?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I am the crystal child that I was down in the chat room, and I'm 15, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
I have, how should I say this? I'm a psychic, empath, healer, and learning medium.
Great.
I can't remember the last caller's name, but she was talking about how the scientist said that he knew his past lives, like
mm-hmm.
knew all of his past lives and had
Rita.
Rita. and had friends like that also knew their past lives. I know one. I've been on this earth for 1,802 years. I'm on my last life.
So you basically have a short run compared to most of us then.
I'm sorry?
I would consider only 1,802 years here on this planet short. I was back in Atlantis.
You were back in Atlantis?
Yes.
Yeah, 1,802 is short compared to, like, a friend that I have, she's been on this earth 3,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. I'm enjoying the chat, guys. Like, wow. Like, people going, I'm on my last life because I want it to be the last life. Going, okay, yeah.
Well, technically, you do want it to be your last life and you don't. I have seen people who do want it to be their last life and who don't. I'm kind of in the middle because of all the bashing psychics get and everything.
It's going to change. It's going to take a while, but it will change.
Yeah, I've been told that. 2012 is the year of change, is it not?
Yes. We're right at the peak of the galactic alignment core.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I was told, speaking of that, I was told by a psychic friend of mine that later on in life I will be visited by our friends, the ETs.
Yes.
Would you be able to give me more information on that? I'm kind of
I'm getting
scared.
A feeling from you of Sirian.
Of what?
The Sirius system, S-I-R-I-U-S. The blue star. That's the feeling I'm getting from you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone has told you that.
No one has, actually. You're the first.
Okay. I want you to go ahead and look online and see maybe and get pictures of the Sirius, S-I-R-I-U-S, system, because I think you will resonate very strongly with what you see.
Sirius system?
Yeah. The Sirians are basically water beings. Have you ever seen the movie Abyss?
Never.
Watch it. You will resonate with that too. And that movie is Abyss, A-B-Y-S-S.
A-B-Y-S-S. I'm trying to write all this down as we're talking.
I'm putting it in the chat room here too.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, yeah, it showed up. A-B-Y-S-S, Abyss. Oh, I remember seeing that one.
Generally, people incarnate on this planet at this time relate to oceans and dolphins, mm-hmm. sometimes eagles. They like to be free-flowing.
Right.
They do not like to be landlocked.
Mm.
They have to have space. They have to have air, water, freedom of movement.
Mm-hmm.
They can't stand to be sitting somewhere very long.
Yeah, I'm up in landlocked New York.
So you're not too far from the ocean.
No, we've actually been to Maine was the closest I've ever been really to the ocean up by that way, but I've been in Cape Cod. I've been in the ocean there.
You
since
felt
I was
better,
6 months.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
You feel better when you're near the ocean?
No, I really didn't feel anything. I wasn't really on my spiritual path until age 13, and I didn't really feel anything even going in the ocean before when I was 13 on. I didn't feel anything at all. Like, I didn't feel any resonation. I just felt like the water was cold.
Oh.
That's really all I felt.
you were just trying to get all your human experience down first, I guess. And that's good. But order to understand other people and help them, we do have to go through that human type thing. And sometimes it's fun and sometimes it's not. But
Yeah, it's not. It's never really fun for me though. But I've been on this earth 15 years in this incarnation. I have a physical disability that really makes it a pain in the neck. I've been learning to deal with it and trying to learn the lessons that I have in this life. And I started my psychic business back when I was 14.
Good. Keep moving forward with that. I think you're going to help a lot of people. Especially
thank you.
The people that are in the same situation as you, because they're misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. I have, for everyone who wants to listen, I think you're all adults, am I correct?
Yeah.
I'm the only kid? Darn. But for anyone who has a child born in the years 1990 to 2010, that is the, you would call it the crystal era, right?
Right.
That's the crystal era where... I call it the crystal years. But I have groups on Facebook for crystal children and parents of crystal children. This is all information I'm basically feeling I should tell you all, but I've created the websites. I have websites as well. I've created websites, Facebook groups, and really everything I can to help my kind and really anyone else. Like my father, for example, he's a confirmed non-believer, so he doesn't believe in really anything that I...
Oh, I understand.
The crystal era was between... The crystal era is actually over as of 2010. It was 1990 to 2010.
So now we're in the octarine?
The what? I'm sorry.
The octarine, I think, was the next generation after crystal.
I really wasn't sure you're the first one who's ever told me that.
Okay. I believe so. I'd have to do some more searching, but I remember right, octarine was going to be the next one. They're basically encompassing all colors, all ray colors at once.
My dad was born in 1953. Yeah, 1953. What would that be? Would that still be indigo?
That would be first wave indigo, yes.
First wave indigo?
Yes. I'm one of those. I was born in 56.
Oh, you were?
Mm-hmm.
How long was the indigo era?
I believe anyone that is up to age 30 and older is in the indigo.
Because my mom's 50 right now. She was born 51, excuse me. She was born
in the indigo group.
1960.
Yeah, that'd be the indigo group. I'm doing my math correctly. I think it's anyone 30 and older.
30 and older.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone like... I'm trying
then
to think.
From the rainbows.
Depends on what?
The rainbows were the next ones.
Oh, yeah. I did my research on this, and I'm forgetting most of it.
I don't worry about it.
Does rainbow begin? Yeah, I'm reading a lot of chat here. It's like, pages, and then she asked, when will rainbow begin? So do you have some links or something?
Me?
Well,
or
yeah.
Linda?
Read it from chat. Asked if she said, Lou, I want you to post your pages, and then when does rainbow begin?
I'm posting my pages now. I don't know when. That's the rainbow's a question for Linda.
Okay.
Yeah, the rainbows are generally now about...
I can't post my page. Why is that?
they're down to 29.
I can't post my page.
Of it would be, but basically people in their 20s would be in the rainbow era now.
If you guys want to contact me, my Facebook name is Louie Vendetti. My email address is psychicluisvendetti@gmail.com. And the reason why I say that is because I'm trying to copy and paste the page URLs, but they won't let me. They're secret groups.
But that's funny stuff.
So I have to add you.
That's Facebook, okay.
And Rainbow. Now my page. Darn it.
No, okay. Her question was, so Rainbow was before Crystal, after Indigo. It's like, I don't think
right.
Like, I think that's, oh, is that right? It's like, because I'm thinking Indigo was first, and then Crystal was next, and then Rainbow was third?
Rainbow is in between Indigo and Crystal.
Rainbow is in between Indigo and Crystal. Okay, yeah, you're right, Rita.
So mostly people in their 20s, late teens. Would be in the
Darn it. I can't post them. It won't let me post the actual groups.
Okay.
What else was I going to say? I had something else in my mind, and it left as soon as it came in.
That happens.
Too many times to me, I'm afraid.
It's blogging. It's like... don't feel bad. It's like, it kicked me. It's like, first of all, it's like, I muted Jan. I'm really sorry. It's like, I apologize in the chat room. It's like, Rita goes on and says, you muted Jan. I was like going, I didn't even know it would do that. So it's like, Jan, my apologies. So she was part of that because it's like, for some reason, she was on mute. And it's like, and then it kicked me out of small chat and into big chat and a whole separate page. And it's like, and now I'm having to go back and forth between studio and chat. And I'm like, okay, I love Blood Talk. It's having a life of its own today.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, because it's being temperamental with me, too.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, we've got your name here in the chat room, so people can search for you that way.
Right. It's like, yeah, I think so. Let's see, Rita, try that. It's like, if you click on a person's name, okay, right. It gives like a BTR profile, so it's like, if you've got a BTR profile, it'll give that. It's like, and maybe you can post some of the stuff, go to your BTR profile, Blog Talk Radio profile, and do that. It's like people could find you.
Oh, if I post it to my BTR profile?
Right. It's like, and then see, like during chat and during the show, it's like, people can click on your name, and it's like, and it'll ask for your, you know, it'll take them, if you want to do like what it's called, you know, Blog Talk Radio, like profile or ID or whatever it is, it's like, yeah, it'll take you to that. Okay, are you seeing what now? Are you seeing what Rita wrote? She gave you her Yahoo.
Oh, yeah, I got the Yahoo. I just got it. And I can't copy it. S-E-A-R...
I-T-A for a Yahoo. Yeah,
S-E-A-R-I-T-A.
Okay.
crita4@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
At Yahoo. Okay, correct.
Yahoo.
It's basically so you can post. Okay, yeah. Anyway, I gotta say, Lou, it's like let me go back and I'm gonna run back to the studio here real quick and see if we got
We got
12 minutes. Okay, you must be in studio too, Linda. Very good. Okay, well, what can we summarize with her today? It's like, okay, Lou, I'm gonna put you back. I'm gonna kind of put you off mic there, and it's like, and let you guys.
All right, thank you guys for letting me come on.
You betcha. We'll work that through chat, and it's like you got connected with Linda. That was the important thing. It's like I got her to get that continuum, the Continuum X headquarters. It's like, yes. And is that on Facebook, or is that your email?
Facebook,
or is that,
yeah,
that's
community
Facebook.
Page.
Community page. Okay, there we go. Excellent. Okay.
If I tell people to go look up Linda Irwin, there's like dozens of them. even though I have the Continuum X profile as my picture, they still have to page through, tons of them to find me, probably. So it's just easier to send them to my community page because I'm the only one, like Tigger.
Right, exactly. Okay, and I'm going to try and write that. And my dog, my thing is like, okay, and it kicked me in this big chat, and I'm like, it kicked me out a small one, and it's like, and now it won't let me, my cursor is blinking where I'm supposed to be able to type, and I can't type. So I'm like, yeah, you got to love this place. I don't know if it's my computer or if it's Blog Talk. I refer to this as getting blogged. It's like, okay, we've all been getting blogged today. Okay.
Here I am typing with one hand, like my dad says, the hunt and peck method, because I got the phone text in my ear.
Right, me too. Okay, let's see if I can spell out. So we have continuum, X, and in headquarters, and Q-U-A-R-T-E-R-S. Okay, there we go. Continuum, X, headquarters, and that is for Facebook, F-A.
Right.
Okay, and that is, I'm going to put comma, and I'm going to say your name for Linda Irwin, I-R-W-I-N. Okay, there we go. Let's see. The other quick thing, the other quick infomercial is Jethro is going to be on with, Living in the Psychic Realm tonight. And it's like, let's see if I can actually post that. And it is at, it's 6 o'clock in the Mountain Time. So it's 8 o'clock on Eastern Time, 7 Central, and 5 o'clock Pacific. And it's like I'm going to put Living in the Psychic Realm. P-S-Y, I can't spell either. I can't walk
That's
and chew gum here, I know.
Fabulous medium. I mean, he's just lightning quick. I mean, he gets messages and gets them to you.
Yeah. He is really...
His energy is just so wonderful.
It is. Very good. Okay, there we go. I got that one posted. So Living in the Psychic Realm, and that is number 714-333-3354, and that is at 8 p.m. Eastern Time tonight, which 7:65 and 5 p.m. in Pacific Time. So, yeah. Okay, there we go. So 6 o'clock Mountain. It's like my bad on that one is we seem to be having, I shouldn't say dinner necessarily, but it's like small people seem to be having dinner around that time.
Not
so,
me, I eat early.
Yeah. It's like, we're in a household right now with 4 children, and it's like somebody's always hungry.
Tell them to learn how to fix snacks, huh?
Something like that, right. Trying to guess it as well. Okay. See, Rita Ghost says, I feel like it was meant to connect Glenn to the mat, and it's difficult to find a guest at his level. It's like, cool. Okay,
yeah,
so
I look forward to meeting him. I really do.
Yeah. Rita's trying to get you hooked up with this Matt. What is it? Matt Wright.
Matt
okay.
Wright, yeah.
Okay. Is he on, and forgive me, I'm dense. It's like, what time is he on? It's like, is he on Blog Talk or you know, where would we find him?
Blog Talk, and then I guess early in the morning for me, so I'll probably have to nap that day.
Oh, wow. Okay. So like 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock or else really late at night?
Like 1 to 3 in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. 1 to 3 of the, okay, that's in the middle of the night. Okay. Wow.
Rita just wrote, he chooses his days and times, no daily schedule, so maybe
change
his mind a little bit.
Wow. Okay. He's living in what I call the warp bubble, in his own warp time. Okay, that makes sense. That does. Okay. Always very late night. All righty. Sounds good. Let's see, and there was some other, Linda had some other really cool topics. It's like, I think we haven't even begun to touch on some of the stuff. It's like, I want to go back. I'm going to have to go back and listen in archives and see some of these, because I had some questions for you, too. And it's like, I remember one of the ones you talked about was something about they found pyramids. Now, this is probably going to be continued moment, but it's like they found pyramids or something like that under, by where the Bermuda Triangle is.
Right. They've actually found a crystal pyramid down there in the ocean. There are pictures of it on Facebook
Wow.
you'll run into now and then. And I've been telling people since I woke up and remembered who I was that the
uh-huh.
Atlanteans put these in the ocean to control weather. When
wow.
the Atlanteans began using their power, authority, and technology, it, again, threw everything on the earth offline, like through earthquakes and tsunamis, and that threw the crystals out of alignment, and that's what created the Bermuda Triangle. It becomes a teleportation device. My dad had his camera stolen out of his house after my mom crossed, and
wow.
he had a giant scale model pyramid to specifications in my old bedroom. Well, months later, he came home, and guess what? All the cameras were inside the pyramid. No one had broken in to return them, They were missing their batteries. So a pyramid can be a teleportation device, but it did move the batteries out, so I think it used that for energy.
I'll be darned. That is amazing. That's really cool. So do you, I mean, do you guys have some of those, have some of those photos? Is there some place you can post those, or the cameras didn't work, or?
Oh, they worked fine, but they were old-style cameras. You know, this was back in the 90s. Okay.
Before the advent of the really awesome digital cameras and that kind of stuff, huh?
Right. I imagine those batteries would be missing, too. Maybe the SD cards, who knows?
True story.
It'd be interesting to get the pictures of them in transit. You know, picture Star Trek where they start the teleporter and you go, you know, so like...
I can visualize that one, yes. It's like your atoms are only partially scrambled. Okay, got it. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Let's see. What else? Okay, we got 4 minutes here. All right. Yahoo. Well, let's see. In the last 4 minutes here, it's like, okay, the other infomercial is remember Jethro at www.jethrosmith.net, the 928-284-0437. Psychic Jethro at AOL.com is his email. Let's see. Oh, yes.
The July
special, and
coffee reading?
I was going to say, I almost forgot the coffee reading. Yes, he's running a special this month, so it's like for people who would like to try something really healthy, if we're interested in our good health and good for the planet and all that good stuff, he is doing the coffee reading. And for a box of the buy the healthy coffee, buy a box of healthy coffee, and the easy way is call me. I walk you guys through it, 719-289-4907. And for $30.80, he will do a 30-minute reading with anybody who, you know, buys it to try it. And it's like, and that's the emphasis, is like, he wants you to try it. Don't just buy the box of coffee to get the reading. He wants you to actually use it. And we do have tea if you're not a coffee drinker. There's green tea, red tea, and black tea. There's also hot chocolate. There's mocha. Lots of different ways to try the herb. It's the herb that's in the product that he really wants people to try. So, yes, he's doing that coffee reading special, and it's only through July. And then he's going to figure out what we're going to do for August. We're going to see how we're doing with the coffee, and it's like do something else there special for August. But, yes, thank you very much. And then the tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, 5 o'clock Pacific. He is on with Living in the Psychic Realm. There we go. And it's the number there is 714-333-3354 to call in on that one. And
also
I'm not sure.
Check out his book.
I'll check out his book. Thank you. Yes. All right. Glenda's keeping me on track here today. Indeedy. It's like I need to write this down so I can just read it. It's like he's told me, it's like, you know, you gotta write all this down. I'm like going, can't I remember? It's like, no, apparently I can't. I'm having brain farts today. I could bubble in my brain.
Yeah, Living in the Psychic Realm, available at Amazon, and also Barnes & Noble, written by Kay and Jethro Smith.
Yep, exactly. Oh, and let's see, if you want an autographed copy of that, you go to his website, and there's a place on there for, you know, like contact us, and it's like, so you type in your name and contact information and say, yes, I would like, you know, to buy one of those books, and have it autographed too, so it's like he'll throw in the autograph for free, but you have to do off of the site. What else? What am I forgetting here, Linda? It's like any other contact information? Did you have like a phone number or anything you wanted to? Oops, 90 seconds.
They can find me at Continuum X headquarters or Lindaru, lindaru.blogspot.com. I write a blog there.
Okay.
And I wanted to remind everyone to listen in at this time tomorrow when we'll be back on again, Psychics Gone Wild.
Very good.
So check the links and get in here and call the number, and we'll be happy to talk to you.
All righty. And I think tomorrow that is going to be Jethro's on tomorrow. 60 seconds. Okay.
I'm not sure who Jethro's guest is tomorrow, but...
I'm not either. It's like all I caught was somebody who's a double Scorpio. I was like, okay. So he's setting that up. It's like he does that. It's like it's the mystery guest. It's like, all righty, man.
Like
everybody remembers.
It tomorrow, though.
Is it what tomorrow?
I said be sure to catch it tomorrow.
Catch it tomorrow, yep. And it's at 773-897-6461. And I think we've got the 10-second NASA countdown going on, so we're, yep, okay, well, not quite. I'd say it says we got 23 seconds. Okay, there we go. Anyway, thank you, guys. Thank you for being on. Yes, it's like we really appreciate it. Really appreciate people listening and calling in. It's like, love these guys. 10 seconds, okay. And Linda, I got to talk with you. You know, at some point in time, it's like I keep saying, okay, I'm going to do this. It's like, and I keep trying to call you, and it's like, man, it's like I have no time in the day. All righty. Well, we will see you guys all tomorrow, and well, tonight. Actually, tonight, if you can make that 714-333-3354 in Living in the Psychic Realm. And if not, it's like, again, like I said, on tomorrow at noon in Mountain Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Time at the 773-897-6461. So everybody, let's see, the chat will stay up here for a few minutes like it always does, and you know, we can come back in here and chat a little bit. And it's about to click off on us. So everybody have a wonderful day. Blessings, and
love and
we will love and light, absolutely.